Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Tezayin in Mesechah Shabbos, the 77th daf in Shas. The Gemara is discussing the 18 Gzeros that we had referred to in the Mishnah on Yugimel Amabez that were instituted in the attic of Hanani ben Chizki ben Garon. One of the Gzeros, the Mishnah in Zavin, Perakei, Mishnah Yud Beis, was quoted on the bottom of Yigimel Amabez, which included many of the Yud Ches Devari. The Gemara on Yudalit Amabez quoted a Braisa that said that Yossi ben Yoezer, early Talmidim, Tanoim, excuse me, and Yossi ben Yochanan made a Gzera on Eretz Amun, which we discussed yesterday, we discussed in the Halacha section as well as they made a Gzera on Klis Chuchis, that even though it's not Metamim Min HaTorah, the Torah says a mateches, a kli of mateches, or cheres is tameh, but not kli zechuches, yet they made a gzera. Continues our Gemara and analyzes that braisa on Yudalid on the bay. Kli zechuches, my time a gozubar rabbanon. Why is it that when it came to specifically the glass utensil, did the rabbanon say the gzera of tuma? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlakish holds chilas briyasa min hachol, since it was originally created from sand, shavinu rabbanon ke kli cheres. The Rabbanan said that's similar to Kli Cheres. Of course, glass is made out of heating up sand to a very high temperature, and therefore it resembles the initial process of making a clay utensil. Hence, just like a clay utensil becomes tameh and needs to be broken, a glass utensil as well will also have the din of tumah. Elemiata, but the Gemara asks, but based on this, we had mentioned that a clay utensil can't be purified by putting in the mikvah, loitelen tarbe mikvah, then if we're going to say it's similar to a kli cheres, that's the reason it's us, and then you shouldn't be able to take it to the mikvah. Alama tanam, why did we learn in a Mishnah in mikvahos, in Perek Tes and mikvahos, ve'elu chotzim mikelim, these are the chatzis and akeli hazefes, v'hamor, v'kliz chuchis. The Mishnah describes chatzitza. Now, chatzitza is what prevents tevila. The assumption being chatzitza is going to only be significant if you could go into the mikvah. The Mishnah gives an example of pitch and other types of limes that could be a chatzitza for schuchis. So you see, schuchis can go to the mikvah. Answers the Gemara, Hachem ma'iskinon kigon shenikvo v'hitiv l'socho eiver v'rebi meirhi. The Omar hakol hoylech achar ha'maimit. Suggests the Gemara in the following teretz. Really, glass would be like clay. After all, the whole rationale of glass is usur is because of clay. Nevertheless, over here, one can take glass to the mikvah unlike a clay utensil. And the reason for that is it's been reconstituted. In that, there was a hole that was made in the glass, and lead was added inside of the clay. And this follows the position of Rebbe Meir that says that you follow the maimid. Now, this is a very important position of Rebbe Meir. It has implications in other places of Shas. This is found in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. It is not a Mishnah, even though in Rosh Hashanah it's quoted as Disnan. The newer Oz Vahadar Gemara is correct this, that this is actually a Braisa, which is only found in these two Gemaras. The idea of Maimid is brought out in this Braisa that the support of a Kli is significant in defining its identity. Kli Zchuches Shenikvu V'Hitiv L'Sochan Eiver Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Meir Metame V'Chacham Metarin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel reported that Rabbi Meir said that such a utensil becomes Tame. Rabbi Meir is of the position it becomes Tame because it loses its identity as a kli cheres once the lead was added inside and you follow its maimid, and then it will become tamei min haTorah like a kli mateches because lead also falls into halachos of kli mateches. The Chacham say that it's tahar because the Chacham are of the opinion that it retains its original identity. You don't follow the Davar HaMaimid, and therefore, min HaTorah, klis chuches, don't become tameh. According to most mefarshim, when the Gemara says the chachamim mitarin, that means that it doesn't become tameh min hatayra. Gemara asks elamei ata, but according to this, that you're going to say that a kli schuchis has a din of a kli cheres. That was the reason the rabbanon made the gzeira. Lo l'tameh k'tiz Gemara tapa tazayra mi gabon. The back of a kli schuchis should not become tameh. Alame tanan, why is it that we learn kli cheres u kli neser? These are two utensils that were made from the ground. Both of them are what we call cheres. Tumas and shava, they're similar in their tumah. Mitamin u mitamin me avirehen. They accept tumah and they give off tumah from the ear space in side of them. This Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk that says in Vayikra Yiralf, Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitma, then even if you don't touch the Kli, if you go into the airspace of a Kli Cheres, it's Mitameh, Mitameh, and Mitameh. It contracts Tumah and gives off Tumah. U'mitamin me'achareyan ve'ein mitamin big migaben. And if there's a crack on the back, then if something goes inside, it will contract tuma. However, if something comes in contact with the back of a kli cheres, it will not receive the tuma. Ushvirasa mitarasan. And the only way to purify it is by breaking it. We are medayik. Kli neseru kli cheres u detumasan shuveh. We say that kli nes and kli cheres are the same. Avon mide achrini lo. But for other things, not that way. In other words, there isn't any other kli that is like it. So, if the whole reason a kli schuchis is aser is because like kli cheres, why is not a kli schuchis governed with the same rules as a kli cheres? Answers the Gemara. Amri, the answer is like this. Kivin dechi nishtabru yesh lehem takana. Since when a kli mateches, excuse me, kli schuchis, a glass utensil, is broken, it has a takana, you could heat it up again, Rashi explains, and reconstitute it. Shavinu ki kli mateches. Chazal gave it the status of a kli mateches. The Gemara now asks, if we're going to say that you're able to reconstitute them, elit me'ata yachzerulu tumasan yishana. If you broke it when it's a kli schuchis, and you reconstitute it, it should go back to its original tumah, like we find by kli mateches. This is not, as we learned in Mishnah, kli matachos pshutein umekablehen. Both those that are straight and are not, don't have a base kibble, an area to accept tmein, they can become tamei nishburu tahar, and if they're broken, then they became tahar because they lose their identity as a kli. Chazav also mehen kelim. And if you turn them into utensils again, chazer l'tumas nishana, they go back to its original tuma. V'ilu gabe kli zchuchis, but we found in regards to glass utensils, tanan, we learned in Mishnah, kli etz ukli ar, ukli etzem ukli zchuchis, either wood, made out of hide, or bone, or out of glass, pshutein ta'orin, umikablehen t'mehin, since it doesn't have a davar akibul, it does not contract tuma. Nishburu taru. Chazvas memkelim mikablin tuma. Mikan ulahaba. They only become tame mikan ulahaba. From now, after it's been fixed into the future. Mikan ulahaba in lemafreya lo. That means that it only becomes tame for the future, but the retroactive tuma that we saw that kli matachos have, that does not apply. Now, if we're going to say, as the Gemara had said a few lines above, that when it comes to kli zechuchis, that since it could be reconstituted, it has a din of kli matachos, then in such a case, that when it's fixed, then it shouldn't become suspect and subject to tumah only mikanu lahaba. It should be subject to tumah retroactively, just like kli matachos. Answers the Gemara, tumas kli zechuchis derabbanan. V'tumah yishana. Answers the Gemara, Tumas kli zchuchis derabbanan. Number one, the tumah of a glass utensil is only midrabbanan modeled after Cheres and borrowing some halachos from Mateches. V'tuma yishana derabbanan. And the whole notion of saying a reconstituted kli, even by Matachos, is only derabbanan. B'tuma d'araisa, when we're talking about tuma d'araisa, like by a kli Matachos, achitu b'rabbanan. So then, in such a case, the rabbanan say, we're going to be machmir. And we're going to say, tuma, that there's tuma. B'tuma d'rabbanan, but when there's tuma d'rabbanan, lo ichitu l'rabbanan tuma. Then the rabbanan won't be so machmir if it's reconstituted, even though logic would have dictated that it should be kam tame, just like kli matachos. However, since a kli zchuch is derabbanan, it's a double derabbanan, we're going to be meiko. Asks the Gemara, pshutein mio latame. We learned 6 lines above that when it comes to pshutein, the flat parts, the parts that are not a base kibul in a klei zchuchis, that they do not contract tuma. Asks the Gemara, we should be metame them. The pshute kli matachos, the raisin inu. Kli zchuchis is modeled after kli matachos. And kli matachos is min haTorah. And pshute kli matachos become tame min haTorah. We should be gozer onto the daraisa. There's no double derabbanan over here. Above, we said when there's a double derabbanan, we won't make it gzera. But here, it's only a single derabbanan because it resembles kli matachos, which is daraisa, even by pshute. Answers the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom. Avdu bar rabban hekera. The rabbanan made a heker. We wanted to make sure that people will not think that this truma is daraisa and come to burn truma and kachim. If truma and kachim become tame midrabanan through kli zchuchis, they are not burnt because there is, on the other side, a prohibition to destroy truma and kachim. If truma and kachim become tame min haTorah, then they're burnt. But midrabanan, they are not. How will we remind people that kli zchuchis is only derabbanan? By being makel on pshute kli zchuchis. The Gemara continues on the top of Tezayin Mabez. Ravashi Amar lo'oilam l'kli cheres dami. We now turn to Tezayin Mabez, where Rav Ashi gives us an entirely new understanding of the nature of the tum of kli zchuchis. We had started out our daf today on Tezvav Mabez, learning that kli zchuchis, because it resembles kli cheres, is tamei midrabanan. Ultimately, the Gemara points out that it's not entirely mild after kli cheres, because kli cheres, its back, is not metame, and other kelim, including a kli zchuchis, its back, is metame. This leads the Gemara to suggest that kli cheres might be the impetus for us making kli zchuchis tame, but ultimately, kli zchuchis resembles and is modeled after the halachos of kli matachos. That was how we learned on Tezayin Amud Aleph. We turn the page, top word, we have a different approach. Rav Ashi Amar lo oilam l'kli cheres dami. Rav Ashi says the motivation was that it resembles kli cheres and its halachos are like kli cheres. Udka kashlach, and you'll ask, lo litmu migabon, then a kli zchuchis, its back should not be metame. Answers the Gemara, there's a new reason. Hol v'nira tocho kibaro. There is a fear of confusion between the outside and the inside when it comes to glass, which you don't have by kli cheres. And that is, the glass is clear. The inside and the outside look the same. For that reason, on glass, they didn't want to be mekel. Not because it's modeled after kli matachos. No, it's modeled after kli cheres. This concludes the Gemara's analysis of the Takana kli zchuchis being metame midrabanan. We had mentioned on Yudalid Amidah Beis the opinion of Shimon ben Shetach and another gzeira that was introduced. The Gemara mentioned two of the takanas of Shimon ben Shetach. Our Gemara will focus on the second one. Shimon ben Shetach tiken ksuba l'isha. He instituted some new halachos in regards to ksuba l'isha, which we mentioned briefly on Yudalid Amidah Beis. And also the Gazar Tuma Akli Matachos. And he was Gozer Tuma on metal kelim. Asks the Gemara, what in the world do you mean that he was Gozer Tuma on metal kelim? Kli Matachos Doraisininu. That's found in the Pasuk. To see as the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Aches Azov Ve'es HaKosef, that when it comes to gold and silver utensils, they can become Tame, and they need to be purified min haTorah. Lo nitzarcha, says the Gemara, no, we need it, el l'tumah yishanim. What they meant was gzerah of tumah is tumah yishana. We learned on Amud Aleph that tumah yishana means a kli that has been taken apart, reconstituted, midrabanan, they instituted tumah. Damar v'yudam rav, ma'isav shotziyun hamalka. This evolved with Sheltzion Hamalka, that this took place, Rashi says, during the time of Shimon ben Shatach, Shahisa Mishta Libna. She had made a party for her son, Vinitimu Kol Kela, and all the Kelim had become Tamim Shavrasan, and they broke it to be Mitaranit. Unisanasan Litzarev, and they gave it to a forger of metal, Virishan, and they heated up again, Vasame and Kelim Chadashin, and they made into new utensils. Vamru Chachamim, but the Chacham said it's not enough. Yachzuru Lutumasan Yishana, that reverts back to its original Tuma. My time, why would they sell Machmir? Mishum Geder Mechatas Noguba. Literally, the fence of Mechatas, in other words, the concern of Mechatas, was relevant over here. Rashi explains, the Torah tells us in Parshas Chukas that those things that come in contact with the Mechatas from the Paraduma are Tame for 7 days. Now, if someone sees something that came in contact with the Mechatas and was reconstituted, they would think that just like Kli Matachos, when it's reconstituted, Mikur Dedina is Mutter, so to this. But what will happen is you will end up being Oker, the Dindaraisa of 7 days of Mechatas. And before long, no one will be being Mekayim, the Dindaraisa of being Mazeh, Mechatas on Shlishi and Shvi, as defined and described in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Analyzes the Gemara. Good pshat. Hani chlamada amar lo l'kol tumas amru. If we're going to say that this gzera of Tumi Yishana did not apply to all things that become Tame, when they are Matachos, irrelevant to what type of Tuma it is. Elo Tumas Meis Bilvad. If we're talking about specifically Tumas Meis, that is where you're going to have the problem of Mayim Chaim. We know that the Paraduma and Mayim Chaim is only used for Tumas Meis. So then, if we're going to say that this is talking about Tumas Meis, Shapir, that would make sense that they would institute Tumi Yishana for Tumas Meis. Elamadnamer called Tumas Amru. But according to Madnamer, that this would apply even if it became Tame, let's say, through a Sheretz. So then, why do you need to introduce Tumi Yishana? The only reason you have Tumi Yishana is because of the chash by Tumas Meis. Michael Maimer, what are you going to say? You need an entirely different shot, then it's not based on the gzeira of Mechatas Noguba. Amar Abaye introduces another pshat. Shema, Amar Abaye says a totally different reason. Gzeira Shema lo yikvenu b'chtei ta'araso. In order to make the kli non-functional, one of the ways to do it is to puncture a hole in the kli. We've learned in Mishnayis Kalim that in order for a hole to be considered significant in a utensil, it needs to be the size of a rimon, a pomegranate. That's a large hole. Abaye says we're afraid that people are not going to break down the kli significantly enough. They're going to get away with a legal loophole, and they're not going to make an appropriate hole. So for that reason, we got rid of it on a level of derabbanan. We're going to be machmir with derabbanan. Rava has a different explanation in the chashash. Gzeira, there was a gzeira shemi yomru tvila bas yoma olala. We have learned, of course, in the past, that something that is tame requires tvila b'mikvah and also requires herev shemesh, that the sun has to set in order for full-fledged tahara to set in. Now, if someone did not know how a utensil had become tahar, and he sees a utensil tame, and 2 hours later, someone using that exact same utensil again. Most of the time, the way the utensil is purified is through the mikvah. Now, if you're allowed to purify a utensil by reconstituting it, breaking it, and reconstituting it, and 2 hours later, if you've done it properly, you can now use it, the person who did not know that you broke it and reconstituted it, but just as you're using it again, might assume that you've taken it to the mikvah and did not wait for Herev Shemesh. For that reason, midrabanan, we did not allow the reconstitution of a kli. Asks the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between practical nafkamina between Abaye's explanation or Rava's explanation. Diritzfinu miratzef. If when he reconstitutes the kli, he mamish destroys it into pieces, and there's no doubt about it, he's not just making a hole. He destroys it, takes it apart into small pieces. So then, in such a case, and it's obvious that's been taken apart, then we're not going to be afraid that someone's going to call and say, oh, he took it to the mikveh. It was put together from shattered pieces. And therefore, that means that no one is going to think that you could just simply take it to the mikveh, because it's clear that it's been reconstituted. However, when it comes to someone else making a inappropriate hole in it, they might not know that you had to take it apart so well and make a pomegranate hole, and for that you have to be choshesh. The way we were just masbir the Gemara in the Ikka Beinayu was according to the explanation that Rashi likes. Rashi gives two explanations. The first explanation actually being almost the inverse. I believe that saying it over will just confuse the dear Talmidim, and so therefore we will leave with the second pshat according to Rashi. In counting the 18 gzeros, the Gemara has listed many, but we still haven't gotten to 18. V'idach mahi, what are other examples of the Yudches gzeros that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had discussed, and were discussed as well in the attic of Chananya? Says the Gemara, Disnan, as we learn in Mikvos Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, Haminiach Kelim Tachas Hatzinor LeKabel Behen Mei Gisham. A person leaves utensils under a pipe to accept rainwater. Echa Kelim Gdom Vecha Kelim Ktanim. Doesn't matter whether large or small. Va'afilu Klei Avonimim, if they're stone. U'Klei Adama. U'Klei Glolim. Poslanes HaMikvah. They passel the mikvah because it becomes Mayim Shu'uvim once it falls into those receptacles. Echad haminiach v'echad hashochech. It doesn't matter whether he intentionally put the kelim there or he forgot them there. Divrei Beis Shammai, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel metarin b'shochech. Beis Hillel says that it's not considered mayim shuvin if you didn't have the intention. If you forgot it there, so then in such a case, the word does not become shuvin. Amar Rabbi Meir, nimnu v'ramu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. In the end, Beis Shammai outnumbered the Beis Hillel, and their takanas were accepted. Umodim Beis Shammai b'shochech b'katzor shu'utar. Nevertheless, on this topic, Beis Shammai conceded to Beis Hillel that the halacha is that the water that falls into a receptacle that was forgotten is going to be considered tahar. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yossi adayin machlokis b'mukomo medas. There still was a machlokis that remained. The Gemara continues to comment the Amoraim analyzing further this discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Amar Misharshi Dvei Rav Amri, it is said, Hakol Moedim, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Kishenichon B'Shas Kishur Ovim, when he puts it down at the time that it is cloudy, to me, that the halacha is that the water is Tamei, is considered Mayim Shuvim. Shas Pizur Avim, if he puts it down when there are no clouds and there's no sign of rain, Divrei Akol Tahorin, then even Beis Shammai will agree that the Mayim does not become Shuvim. Lo Nachlikul, the only Machlokis is El Shenichim B'Shas Kishur Avim, if he put it down at the time that was cloudy, Vinispazu, and then the clouds separate, V'chazu V'niskashu, Mar Savar, one man, the Amr, says that his machshava falls away when the clouds separate, and therefore he's no longer considered a mechavein, and therefore the water is no longer considered sheuvim. And one man, the Amr, as we said, says that his machshava is batal. And the other says lo batal machshavta, that the fact that the clouds went away and then came back is not going to be mevatal's machshava when it went away. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Dam Machlokes Adayim Bimkoma Omedes, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that this Machlokes is still around, that there still was a Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and according to Rabbi Yossi, there never was a decision made of Nimnu V'Rabu, and the opinion of Beis Shammai was not accepted. If the opinion of Beis Shammai was not accepted, then we follow Beis Hillel. If that's so, Batsridu, we have less than 18 gezeros. We've never emphasized this, but now is the time, that the 18 gezeros, as the Gemara alluded to in the past, were a triumph, if you will, for Beis Shammai, because they were the majority, and their chumros were passed. If there wasn't Nimnu v'Rambu, and the Machlok Zadayim Kom Omedes, then there is an 18, because you have to take away the example of the Mayim She'uvim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Nachum Yitzchak, Af Benos Kusim, Nidos Marisason, Bo Bayom Gazru. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, one needs to say that the Gzera was that just like a Jewish woman from day one in her life, her Dam Nida is Metame, which is a din doraisa. We institute as well an isha kusis from day one. She is mitama min hatorah. Let us summarize our last 15 lines or so from the Gemara. What we had was, the Gemara asked for other sources where we had the gzeira, and the Gemara attempts the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to meniach v'shocheach, that Beis Shammai is of the opinion whether you intend to put a utensil down or you forgot and you left it there, that will make mayim she'uvim. Beis Hillel says that the only time it will become she'uvim is if you left it there intentionally. If you forgot, so then the halacha is that the water is permissible. This machlokis ultimately became the gezeira with a split between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. On the raw din, we learned that we paskin like Beis Shammai, and that is both meniach and shocheach is tameh with mayim she'uvim. What we did not elaborate when we read the Gemara, which we're emphasizing now, is that Beis Shammai was moda specifically in regards to shocheach b'chotzer. And that is even when it comes to the shita Beis Shammai, if a person is not putting it under a tzinor, under a pipe that runs the rainwater down towards the ground, and just one puts it out in one's courtyard, so then in such a case, then in Rashi's Lashon at the end of Dibur HaMaskil B'Chatzer, it's lo muchecha machshava kamaisa shaper meikara. It wasn't so obvious that he even wanted to catch it. Even Beis Shammai agrees to that. And in an instance where it's shocheach b'chatzer, so then in such a case, there's no signs whatsoever that he wants it, and then Beis Shammai will agree that the word does not become she'uvim. Otherwise, if it's not b'chatzer and shocheach, or it's meniach, and even in the chatzer, then we have the gzeira of chazal, that we're going to be machbir, not only by meniach, but even by shocheach, as per the opinion of Beis Shammai. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes Zayin in the Gemara Rashi. Now we go Bezer Hashem to halacha section. Bezer Hashem, our first halacha topic from Daf Tes Zayin emerges from the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and that is utensils on top of a mikvah, on the roof of a mikvah, that were not placed there at all to gather rainwater, but the rainwater runs over them. This is our sugya on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, because one of the 18 gzeros were that we accepted the opinion of Beis Shammai, that not only is water considered mayim she'uvim if one intended to draw it, but even if one forgot, in a case where it is inevitable that the water is going to run over it or be caught by that kli, then it's also considered mayim she'uvim. The one case that Beis Shammai is moda to Beis Hillel that's not considered mayim she'uvim is where a person forgot utensils outside. He did not put it out to gather rainwater, but rather, as the Mechaber describes in Simen Reish Aleph Mem Beis, he put it out there simply to dry. In such a case, the Mechaber paskins, as alluded to in Rashi and Arasugya, that the water does not become Mayim Shuvim. Otherwise, the water does become Mayim Shuvim. Even though the halacha seems to be straightforward in Shulchan Aruch Reish Aleph Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, Sifs Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, that as long as the utensils were there to accept rainwater, it's Shuvim. If it was put there to dry, then it's not considered Shuvim. There are some vague cases, which I'd like to show from the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, what the halacha would be. The Shach in Sif Katan Sadi Beis asks a great question on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, as we described, that any time his intention is not for catching rainwater, then in such a case, it's not considered Shuvim, as well as another Shaila of the Gemara. What happens if he puts it down to catch Shuvim, but then the clouds dissipate? And then the clouds come back. So our Gemara had a Safek. The Mechaber Paskins, lo chashivi ladas ve'enem posel. It's not considered ladas, and it's not posel. Ask the Shach and Sif Katan Sadi Beis, but what about the halacha that we learned in regards to a mayon in Sifches, in Mikvos, that if one has water from a mayon that passes over a utensil, it doesn't matter what the person's kavana was at all. Automatically, we say that it's considered she'uvim if it's a kli that has a receptacle. The Shach answers in Sif Katan Tzadi Beis, a Yisod Gadol. And he says that even though our Gemara differentiated between whether the person's intention was to draw rainwater or not, nevertheless, if it is absolutely inevitable that he will draw water, even if it wasn't his primary motivation, then the situation itself makes it as if he was a mechaven. V'ameivin yavin, one could even argue that from the words of Shammai in our sugya, Beis Shammai, one could even prove this, v'ameivin yavin, in the case of the receptacle under the tzinor. That raya in brackets aside, this is the halacha that the Shach says. When it comes to a mayon, where it's inevitable that the water is going to go over it, then even if his intention was one way, it's still considered ladas. Very similar to the notion of a psik resha. This svara of the Shach is mentioned in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya Reish Pei Ost Hezvav, the Tshuvas Mar Sham, Chelek Gemel Simin Tzadi, and this is all collected beautifully in the Sefer Mikvei Mayim, Chelek Beis Simin Yud Beis. It's for this reason that the Sefer Mikvei Mayim says that one should be careful that on the roof of the mikveh, the water, even if it's running along a gutter that's not a halachic kli, and there's no problem of she'uvim in the way the roof was designed to lower the water into the bor that serves as the mikvah below, one also has to be careful that along the way there aren't any other kalim that it's inevitable that the water will pass over. For example, a air conditioner or a dud shemesh, a solar panel, or a boiler, and so on, things that appear on a roof, that would also passel according to the Shach. Because the Shach says that it's true that something that a person puts down, shalomi das, for the water, is not going to passel, but that's only in a case where it's not inevitable that the water is going to fall there. It's not inevitable when I put out a utensil on my roof that it's going to rain and that there'll be water that will fall inside. But if I put a utensil by a spring, it's inevitable that it will pass by there, says the Shach, and therefore, automatically, it's considered midas and she'uvim. So too, if I put down an air conditioner, which has a part of it that has a kli, and it's inevitable that the water is going to run past it and over it, so then in such a case, it's considered midas, even though you and I had never intended to put that utensil there to gather the Mayim Shuvim. This is the Shach's application and the application halacha lemaisa of the shach of our Gemara that differentiates between mayim shuvim bidas and mayim shuvim b'shochech. Our Gemara is also a source and an unlikely source for a famous chumrah in regards to Hilchos Pesach, and that is the inability to kasher glass. The Mechaber in Simin Tof Nun Aleph says, based on the Ran in the second parak of Psachim, that Kli Zechuchis, the halacha is that it doesn't require Hechsher because it's not Boleya. The Rama says, so we have two extremes in regards to glass. Of course, our daf has been discussing glass a lot. The Rama says that glass can absorb, but you can't do hagola. In other words, according to the Rama, writes the Gra, glass has a din of cheres. The source, the Gra says, is startling. The source, he claims, is our Gemara. And he says, our Gemara explained that Kli Zechuchis is Mekabel Tuma Midrabanan. Ultimately, the Gemara says, either because it resembles the process of the making of Cheres, which of course is Mekabel Tuma Min HaTorah, and therefore it is also Mekabel Tuma, even though it's modeled after metal, or, and this is the pshat of Rav Ashi on the top of Tezayin Amabez, that we model it after all of the halachos of Cheres. And the only reason the back of a Kli Zechuchis does not become Tame is because one will be confused between the back and the inside, and it's different than Cheres that's not Metame on its back. Says the Gra, we paskin like Rav Ashi. And if that's so, then ultimately we have equated, in the halachos of Tuma, glass to cheres. Says the Gra, this is what's behind the Ramaz Yesh Machmirim, that we give glass all of the dinim of cheres. The Gra also then gives another source from Avos Rav Nasan that says that glass absorbs but does not expunge. This chiddush of the Gra to use our Gemara to implicate the impossibility of doing Hagola on glass might be important in shedding light on a modern Shaila today, and that is the viability of kashering Pyrex. In the Sefer Shir Orim Mitzuyonim Bahalocha, in Simin Kuf Tezayin Sifkotin Yud Aleph, Rav Brown argues that even though we're machmir on glass, if one takes a look in the Sharetzion in Sefkotin Kuf Tzadivav in Tuf Nun Aleph, he says the reason we're machmir on glass is because we're afraid that a person is going to be reticent to, and he quotes this in the name of the Ritva, to kasher glass appropriately, and because it's going to crack. In other words, he's going to spare some of the heat, and that, of course, could be a problem because he won't get out all of the yisr. Argues Rav Brown astutely, however, when it comes to pyrex that does not crack, then it could very well be it's not governed by the rules of schuchas. It's interesting to note that our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal quotes his great Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says not to be makel on pyrex and duralex. Maybe we could argue, according to the Gra's use of our sugya for the halacha of glass vis-a-vis hagala, that our sugya is not just talking, the Gra claims, about tumah v'tahara, that people thought and would get confused between glass and cheres, but rather the gzeira of tumah tells us, according to Rav Ashi, that we treat all glass like cheres. So then, even when it comes to pyrex, if pyrex is made out of dirt and sand, like glass and cheres is, it has that din, and we assume that it has that absorbent quality like cheres, which it absorbs but does not expunge, and therefore one would have to be machmer, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had suggested. So it could very well be that our sugya, that seems to have nothing to do with the halachas of kashering, for the Gra, is a critical source for telling us that when it comes to glass, we give it all the dinim acheres, and not the way the Sharetzion quotes from the Ritva, that simply people will be too tentative in kasher and glass. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha section from Daf Tezayin.